Welcome to Frequency Matters, the RF and Microwave Update Series. I'm Pat Hindle, and I'm here with my co-host, Eric Heim. This episode, we're going to take a look at our April amplifier and oscillators themed issue, and it has a couple of very good oscillator articles. The cover story is Oscillators Enable Conversion at X-Band by Jason Breitbart, who's founded Haltzworth a while ago and sold that to Wireless Telecom Group in 2020. And now he started his own company, Saeta Labs. And this article compares various oscillator types, including a sapphire-loaded cavity oscillator that operates fundamentally at X-band with superior phase noise performance. So good one to check out. Eric, what else do we have for technical features?
Thanks, Pat. We had an interesting article from Quantic Wenzel that looks at the importance of oven-controlled crystal oscillators in their applications. But the bulk of the article addresses some methods that Quantic has developed to counteract vibration-induced signal degradation in the OXOs using active and passive technologies. So that's a useful article. We also had a good article from Six Arms, a company in Australia, in conjunction with Radio Code from Canada, that describes techniques for open field and live system testing with drone-based measurement systems. And the article gives a good overview of the challenges of testing RF systems in the deployment environment. It then goes into how they're using drones and software-controlled radio platforms to solve some of these challenges. And the article includes results from a case study they did where they used these techniques to do in-situ broadcast antenna measurements. So that was a good article.
Yeah, a lot of people are using drones for things we never thought they would be used for. So interesting stuff. I saw QuadSat at the satellite show, and they do antenna measurements too via drone. So very interesting way to go about that. So turning to the news, Keysight Technologies outbid rival Viavi Solutions to buy Spirent Communications for about $1.5 billion, winning the battle of the UK telecoms testing firm's expertise in automation. Spirent, which had earlier agreed to a deal with Viavi, withdrew its support as the Keysight offer was 15% more. Also, Ansys announced a collaboration with NVIDIA to develop next-generation simulation solutions powered by accelerated computing and generative AI. The expanded collaboration will fuse cutting-edge technologies to advance 6G technologies, supercharge Ansys solvers via NVIDIA GPUs, integrate NVIDIA AI into Ansys software offerings, develop physics-based digital twins, and customize large language models developed by NVIDIA AI Foundry Services. The Telecom Infra Project celebrated its achievements of the Open Automated Frequency Coordination, or Open AFC Software Group, followed by the FCC's approval of three operators. They are Broadcom, Wi-Fi Alliance Services, and Wireless Broadband Alliance, and they're using the Open AFC Software Solution. With this approval, the AFC systems, U.S. operators can now provide scalable standard power Wi-Fi, and this will usher in a new era of 6 gigahertz Wi-Fi. It can operate outdoors and offer extended range indoor connectivity. You can check out our podcast from last November on this topic, Automated Frequency Coordination for Private Wireless Network Applications. And that was with the Federated Wireless CEO. And those are at podcast.microwavejournal.com. Eric, how about you for news?
Well, we highlighted several market reports in our news channel. Yole Group released a report on semiconductor revenue that focused on the mobile and consumer segments, and there's a lot to unpack. They pegged the semiconductor portion at $296 billion in 2023, but they say that was down 15% from the previous year. They estimate that the broader electronics market in those areas checked in at $620 billion in 2023, and the good news is they're forecasting a rebound of 4% this year, and a CAGR of around 2% out to 2030. So growth is better than the alternative. And according to 5G Americas and Omdia, 5G connections reached nearly 1.8 billion in 2023, up by nearly 700 million for 2022. So that's interesting given some industry concerns about the profile of 5G equipment deployments. And kind of echoing that concern, Dell'Oro Group reported that telecom operators are scaling back 5G investments. They estimate telecom CapEx spending will decline at a mid-single-digit rate in 2024 and continue negative with a CAGR of about -2% to -3% out to 2026. So that's a bit troubling if you're in that segment.
And for events, WhammyCon 2024 is coming up April 15th and 16th in Clearwater Beach, Florida, and they'll be celebrating its 25th anniversary. So they have a strong technical program focusing on innovations in intelligent communications and adaptive sensing, which is complemented by a number of plenary and invited talks. And our next panel session that's online is June 25th, New Innovations and Power Amplifiers. And we'll be discussing new power amplifier innovations such as AI/ML optimization, high efficiency architectures, new thermal solutions, new materials and substrates, and power combining. Eric, what else do we have for events?
Well, after that online panel, we're doing one on non-terrestrial networks on August 15th, and one on the best 5G, 6G beam steering antenna arrays and repeaters for millimeter wave deployments on September 17th. So contact us if you'd like to participate as a sponsored panelist. Also at events, the ARMS RF and Microwave Society is holding its next conference April 29th to the 30th at the DoubleTree by Hilton in Oxford, UK. And that wraps up this episode of Frequency Matters. Our sponsor is RFMW. RFMW is a technical distributor of RF and microwave products and now power management products. When you start your next design, consider their multiple product lines. And remember, as a member of the industry, a subscription to Microwave Journal is free, so please visit our site and subscribe today if you're not already a reader. Thanks for watching, and please join us next time for another episode of Frequency Matters.